In today's episode, I was prompted with a question: what's the best way to build self-confidence? And for me, self-confidence? What even is that? Because for most of my life, I didn't really have it. Or maybe I did and I just didn't know how to see it. I used to think confidence was something other people were just born with. Like, people could just walk into a room, speak up, take up space without overthinking every little detail. And then there was me. Quiet, awkward, always in my head, always second-guessing myself like I was doing something wrong just by being there. I used to look at every part of myself like it was proof I didn't really belong. My shyness meant I wasn't interesting. My awkwardness meant I didn't fit in. My quietness meant that I didn't have anything worth saying. And after a while, I just kind of believed it all. I lived in this constant loop of self-doubt. And I watched everyone else around me seem to grow into themselves so easily, like they just had it all figured out. And I didn't. And when you live like that long enough, it doesn't just say low confidence, it turns into you constantly getting in your own way. For the longest time, I really believed confident people were just built that way. Like they were wired differently. They spoke up without thinking twice. They tried things without spiraling afterwards. And I just didn't. So I spent a lot of my life questioning myself and caring way too much about what other people thought of me. But there was this one moment in college that honestly changed how I see all of that. I had to take this speech class. It was required in order to graduate. And I was terrified of it, but before it even started, I kept putting it off because I genuinely didn't really feel ready for it. I thought I was just going to be like humiliated, and I knew it was just waiting for me. But eventually, I couldn't avoid it anymore. I had to take it. I picked a class that only required 4 speeches for the whole semester because I saw other options when you had to speak basically every day, and I was like, no, that's not happening for me. So I went with the easier one, or what I thought was the easier one anyway. I still remember the first speech. We had to pick a song that meant something to us, and I chose one of my favorite songs by Nirvana, All Apologies. It was just something that matched, you know, something I really couldn't explain back then. I mean, you know, the lyrics, they just reach you. What else should I be? All apologies. I wrote my speech. I memorized it. I practiced it so many times, I basically had it running in my head on repeat. So I thought I was ready. But when I got up there, I froze, like completely. My mind went blank, my body went numb, my voice started shaking so badly I could barely get words out. My heart was racing so fast I honestly thought I might pass out. And I remember just standing there thinking, everyone can see this happening. Everyone can see me struggling, line by line. I left class afterwards and cried, like fully cried. I couldn't stop thinking about it. I couldn't stop replaying it. I couldn't stop caring what other people thought of me. And at the time, it felt like the worst moment ever. But looking back now, I actually see it differently. Because I wasn't unprepared. I did the work. I showed up. I tried. Even if it didn't look confident at all, I still did it anyway. And I think that's the part I didn't understand back then. Confidence doesn't really start with feeling ready. It just starts with doing it anyway. Nobody starts out feeling capable. Confidence is something that builds over time, through repetition, through messing up, through realizing you survived things that you thought you couldn't handle. Every time you do something uncomfortable, you kind of collect proof that you're more capable than you thought. Even if it doesn't go perfectly, you didn't run from it. And that matters more than I realized at the time. When I first started blogging, I honestly was so scared to put myself out there. I wanted to share my experiences growing up neurodivergent, and maybe just help somebody feel a little less alone in it. But it felt really, really vulnerable. And when I finally got my diagnoses a few years ago, something shifted in me. It was like I finally was meeting myself properly for the first time. And yeah, there was a lot of heaviness in that, but there was also a lot of clarity. Like things finally made sense in a way that they hadn't before. And slowly, I started changing. I started speaking up more. I stopped shrinking myself just to make things easier for other people. I stopped disappearing in moments where I used to automatically go quiet. But even now, I still get nervous. I still doubt myself sometimes. I still have days where the old thoughts creep back in, but it's different now because I trust myself more than I used to. And I think that's really what confidence is. It's not thinking you're never going to mess up. It's knowing you're going to be okay when you do. It's speaking even when your voice shakes. It's showing up before you feel ready. It's trying again even when you parts of you want to pull back. Because self-confidence isn't something that you wait for. It's something that you build slowly. But you're not leaving yourself behind. Thank you for listening to today's episode, and I do look forward to talking to you in the next one.